What's up? How far now? How you day? Hope you are good. Hope you are fine, sha. If you haven't listened to my previous episode, make sure you do that. Make sure you do that. You know, some months ago, I listened to a sermon on believers' watchfulness. I actually thought after salvation, that's it. Eh? You've already gotten the ticket. Heaven straight. Nothing again. No work to be done. But I was wrong, girl. I listened to this sermon, and this sermon stayed with me, stayed in my heart for a long time. So I thought to share it with you. I want you to know something right now, and it is going to be a very hard pill to swallow, but I will still say it because it is the truth. So kindly indulge me for a second. Not every believer will get to heaven. Yeah, I said it. Not every believer will get to heaven. And I am not happy saying this. In fact, it took me a while to accept this. But as I continued to spend time, as I continued to read and meditate on 1 Corinthians chapter 10, I began to see the truth in that statement. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 was a letter Paul wrote to the Corinthians. And that letter talked about the lives of the children of Israel in the wilderness. That letter says, they all passed through the Red Sea. They were all baptized unto Moses. They all ate of that same spiritual meat and drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. But God was not well pleased with them. They all tasted of Christ, but not all of them made it to the promised land. Not every believer who is saved, not every believer who is sanctified, not every believer who is filled with the Holy Ghost will get to heaven. It is very, very hard to accept, but it is the truth. And I am not saying this to discourage you or make you doubt the power in salvation. The power in salvation standeth sure, yes. But I am trying to make you see the importance of being watchful as a believer. Getting saved isn't the only thing you need to do to get to heaven, honestly. If that was so, then Jesus wouldn't have said, watch and pray. Not once, not twice did the Bible say, watch and pray. Watch and pray and be ye sober. Jesus told the disciples, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 says, as believers we should be sober and watchful because our adversary the devil walks about seeking whom he may devour. The devil came to kill, to steal and to destroy. The devil came to steal that salvation which Christ has given unto us. Judas was among the 12 who partook in the Passover. Judas was among the 12 who healed the sick. Jesus was among the 12 whom Jesus gave authority to cast out demons. But Judas didn't make it to heaven. The devil took him away. The devil devoured him. The devil came to steal that salvation that Christ has given unto us. That was why Jesus said, hold fast till I come. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 6 says, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Being watchful has a very huge role to play in our lives as believers. If we pray and we do not watch, then we are missing out on something. As we pray, let us also watch. Samson didn't watch. Samson did not end well. Jacob's daughter didn't watch, and she was defiled. Let us watch so that we will not be carried away with the cares of this world. So when Jesus comes, we will not be caught unaware. I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but I hope you pick out one or two things from what I have said today. I really don't want to listen to this sermon and not share it with you, and not share it with people out there. Please and please, as believers, as prayerful believers, let us also watch. Let us also watch. Because Jesus is going to come as a thief in the night, and we are expected to be found worthy. Let us watch. And don't forget, they all tasted of Christ. The children of Israel all tasted of Christ, but not all of them made it to the promised land. Thank you so much for indulging me. I really appreciate it. And like I said earlier, make sure you listen to my previous episode. Please go and listen to it. And this will be all for today. And I hope God gives me the grace to be consistent with releasing out content and all. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Thank you.